Capitol building. For what purpose, Chief?
Always have had that planetarium in Mayapur, that pattern. Spiritual world, material world, and so on, so on. Planetary situation of the planetary system, everything. A building like that.
That will be a separate building from the temple?
Yeah. We are acquiring 350 acres of land for constructing a small township to attract people from all world to see the planetary.
Is this near the temple?
Planetarium name, actually it will be temple, but all down things will be planetary.
I know before the idea was to have it inside the main temple. As you walked up the outside of the, or the inside of the main temple, inside that dome, they would have it on the walls. But that would, that original plan was to have it inside the main temple.
Yeah. You take all details. Inside, outside. That will be nice.
You can dig inside? Is it allowed?
Yes.
And you prove that sun planet is past. It is stated in the Bhagavad.
I was going to inquire about that, whether the order Sunday, Monday, whether it has to do anything with the distance.
Distance, whatever it may be, but the sun is first, then moon, then Mars, then Jupiter, then like that, one after another. Otherwise, why Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, like that?
That means the distance then. From the earth?
Yes.
The sun is first.
According to Srimad Bhagavatam, the moon is situated 1,600,000 miles away up to the sun. Apart. So, according to their calculation, 93 million miles. Sun is situated from the earth. And if the moon is plus 1,600,000, then it becomes 15 million miles. So, 15 million miles, it takes about...
95 million.
Huh?
95 million.
Yes, 95 million. It takes at least seven months. 7 months to the... speed they are going, 18,000 miles per hour. So how they have gone in 4 days?
According to
and
the Bhagavad
Gita. Some sand? Such a brilliant planet, which is illuminating the whole universe, and they brought it with sand. All bluff.
We have studied this very carefully.
All bluff.
According to the Bhagavatam, the sun is also 93 million miles away from the earth.
That is, we shall see later on. It is about the whole diameter. It's 4 billion and sun is situated almost in the middle. It is my firm conviction they did not go to you. Neither they were able to go to the Mars as they are planning.
But the scientists will be mad.
They are mad that. Already. They are talking all nonsense. Already they are mad.
They are studying all the rocks from the moon.
What are doing then? They are studying the rock. And they have found one crack in the whole moon planet, and there is no living being.
Actually, the rock is distributed all over the world
for
analysis. A little portion of the rock that they brought from different astronauts, they have distributed all over the world. And the report is coming that among the composition of the elements, such and such. So from that even they also calculate how old the moon is. It's about the same age as the Earth, about 4.5.
But they say similar rocks are available here.
Yes.
Then why do they bother about bringing rock from there?
To investigate more.
What is investigation? Simply bluff.
Similar rocks are available here because the same rock was taken from here.
If the rock is the same, so why not living being there?
Claim there is no atmosphere.
Huh?
So there is no
atmosphere. No, if the atmosphere is different, the rock must be different. The sand must be different. The atmosphere is different, but the rock sand is the same. So you have to believe that. Everything should be different.
Some of the rocks can be similar.
So similar, then atmosphere cannot be dissimilar. It is common sense. And this is also bogus, this such a brilliant illuminating planet. It is full of some rocks and sand.
Is it the moon?
Yeah. It is so brilliant that it illuminates the whole universe.
They say the moon is a reflection.
Whatever it may be, why reflection not come in our Sahara Desert? Why you don't see such reflection in the Sahara Desert so that the whole world may be illuminated?
This is also going to be very critical. This is also going to be very critical.
Which one?
This moon is farther away than the sun. That brings a whole new concept that that poses some problem in speaking colleges and universities. The other day when you spoke there, we are not speaking about astronomy. We are speaking about the origin of life. And these people, outsiders, they already had the concept to raise up that question. So without any connection, they brought up. So the question was, yes, whatever you present is very nice, fine, but what about the moon? Do you believe that the moon is farther away than the sun? They already studied. They are ready to ask those things. And they say, just give me an answer, yes or no.
They asked you?
Yes.
So what did you answer?
We said yes, but our explanation was not solid in the sense that we said we have to study this more carefully, but we tried to bring up the concept that now you have been, we are conditioned to believe certain things.
Now, how they heard that we are believing in this way?
From Bhagavatam.
Oh.
Said in the, from Srimad Bhagavatam. And sometimes devotees go around the colleges, and sometimes they just say, what you're doing is all wrong, the moon is far away. So, I think that's just spread all over.
But that is a fact.
But we had one explanation saying that now the way we perceive knowledge, the way we understand things, there's also a conditioning behind it. So actually this is a fact that in mathematics, if we change the axiom, then we have a whole new understanding. It's almost completely upside down, but still we can interpret the result. In a, just like a simple example, while Niels Bohr studying the structure of the atom, now he had a mathematical equation to fit the phenomena of this atom, and he actually can perfectly describe the phenomena by his equation. But now at modern times, this quantum mechanics, it turns out that whatever he did was completely wrong, but it can be described completely, perfectly well as his model, as is our present understanding. But now his theories is rejected, finding that though he could explain things on his own, but still it is completely wrong. So similarly,
they are right. They may present the wrong thing, still they are right.
Yes.
That is their proposition.
It is possible. But, that's why we are claiming that they agree that because not only this, there are several facts in science that once we thought that this is true, then suddenly like some new discoveries came out all wrong.
Yeah.
So we are discussing about our limitations of our so-called knowledge finding technique. Mm-hmm. So we said one has to be a little open-minded and the thing discuss these things.
So what does they say? Amader DC astrologer ache bhalo kyo?
Amader oi mone pore?
Ha?
Amader mone pore ache kichu.
Ha?
Astrologer.
Tader ke sab jigyes koro. Tader ki kelbe.
And in this connection, we actually wanted to also study Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada's
Sudya Siddhan.
Yeah.
Yes. And where is that book?
Pradyumna told me that it's available in Bengali.
If it is available, get it. And yes, you are one of the authorities about sun movements.
Mm. I heard it will be very...
From, he got this Sudya Siddhanta, Siddhanta says.
Mm.
Yes, very expert astronomer.
So we are thinking that there must be some more information there.
Yes, you can see clearly. Then in Calcutta, many, some of these children, they're living or dead, I don't know. But in India or Benares, you'll find many astronomers. You said in your book that the sun is the nearest planet?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I actually took the concept of the... I wasn't talking much there, saying that there's one star. The sun is the nearest star.
Nearest star?
Yeah.
So that means nearest star, nearest in which relations? With the Earth?
With the other stars.
Huh?
With the other stars.
Other stars, I mean, nearest means
to the Earth.
To the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So they are, we are speaking the same thing. The sun is the nearest, then moon.
But they don't count the moon as a star.
No, moon is star described in the Bhagavad Gita. the Kutranama hangs, says he. I just can't find it. What was it? Moon is one of the stars, but brilliant stars.
How many brilliant stars are there in this universe?
Huh?
How many brilliant stars are there?
Many. Yasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanda koti koti asesa vasudhari vibhuti bhinnam. Asesa, we cannot count.
The description is also that there's only one star in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Description is there's only one star in this universe. One star.
One star?
Yeah, only one star.
One sun.
Oh, sorry, one sun.
Yeah.
One sun in this universe.
This is one universe.
So actually what they call solar system, science doesn't call it one universe. The concept of universe is very vast.
That is not vast, our conception.
Yeah, our conception is the solar system actually. Solar system is one universe.
Solar. There is no solar system. The nine planets.
Solar system in the mean, what they mean the science, the sun and the planets that we know of, consists of, comprises the, or Srimad Bhagavatam, the universe, concept of the universe.
The universe is a big affair. The sun is one of the important. Not only sun, moon, Mars, Jupiter, everyone.
Actually, as astronomy and anthropology are, especially astronomy, is one of the most, unscientific branch of study, knowledge is concerned. It's very, very little known. The way that the techniques that they use are very difficult to rely on.
That their astronomical calculation, the sun is fixed up, that is also known. Sun is not fixed up.
Yeah, and Divine Grace, you wrote me a letter saying about the universe is like just like an inverted tree.
Yeah. Buddha mulam adosaka.
And the tree, the leaves and the fruits and the flowers are the planets.
Urdhva Moolam, Gita says, Urdhva Moolam Adhosaka. The pole star, and we see at night everything is moving. As a bunch it is moving.
Does that mean all the planets are fixed in relationship to each other as well?
Yeah, just like a tree. Tree is fixed up, and the whole tree is moving.
Because we see practically that the moon also moves across the sky, just like the sun does. So the sun has an orbit.
Sun is also here.
And the moon has an orbit also.
Jasagya bhramati san vrita kala chakra. Jachaksureshu savita sakala grahanang raja samastha suravati asesu teja, unlimited temperature. Everything is there.
Does the moon have an orbit also then?
Hmm?
The moon?
Yes, everything has an orbit. It is described in chariot they're moving. Something challenge must be given.
Hmm. I think if we try to explain to her that the sun is drawn by a chariot, then
the sun is God. He's one of the gods.
Hmm.
Won't they just take
He's a person. Sun God. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Imang vipassati yugam prattvaraha. The person. That is his planet. He is the predominating deity. And similarly the moon. And the Kshatriyas, they are coming from these two planets, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Vasan mano prahu mano ikhagu. Ikhagu is the Surya Vansha. The Kshatriya family coming from the sun.
Srila Prabhupada, if we're taking this from the Bhagavatam, won't they just think that this is myth?
Well, then you're his myth. Who believes you? If you don't believe me, I don't believe you. Finish.
So we should present our side,
yes,
at least.
That is our business. If you don't believe me, I don't believe you. Finish. Business. You have got your authority, I've got my authority.
Actually, we have authority and they have no authority.
What is your age? You are all scientists within 200 years. And our Bhagavad is it 5,000 years. Why shall I accept your authority?
So no matter what they say, we should present it, at least.
Yeah. You have become all scientists and everything within 200 years. What is the age of your European Western civilization? It cannot go more than 3,000 years. And Bhagavat is written 5,000 years. And before that, Sukadev Goswami says, I have heard like this. That's millions and millions.
You were saying that everything they say is wrong.
Huh?
You were saying that everything they say is wrong. And that's our position. We take the position that everything they say is wrong.
Yes. Is that imperfect, speculative?
Yes.
What is the value of your speculation? If you are on the wrong platform, then what is the value of your speculation? You have got imperfect senses. You see with the microscope, or binocular, but it is manufactured by you. How is it perfect?
That is one of our reasoning.
Huh?
That is one of our reasoning,
yeah.
That the senses...
You are imperfect, and you are manufacturing some machine. That is also imperfect. And you are depending by seeing through the binocular. How is it perfect?
They've convinced us that these machines are accurate.
How it is accurate? It is manufactured by you. You are a fool.
But some things they say, like the radio.
They may say. But first of all, what is the position of the conditioned soul? Four defects. He must commit mistake. He must be illusion. His senses are imperfect. And he's a cheater. These are the four defects of conditioned soul. So how a conditioned soul can give perfect knowledge?
That is our conclusion.
Huh?
That is our conclusion.
Yeah. The position of conditioned soul is that he must commit mistake. And his illusion. And his senses are imperfect, and he wants to cheat. Everyone speaks something. He knows that he has no perfect knowledge in the subject matter. He still wants to speak something. That means he wants to cheat. This is going on. And then, after some years, somebody says, no, it was not correct. That means he cheated. The former scientist and philosopher cheated.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He had no perfect knowledge and he proposed something. And now it is incorrect. And the man who is correct, he also cheated. This is good. This is that part of process. One cheater, another cheater, another cheater. So why shall I believe these cheaters?
They've convinced us by their machines.
That machine means that machine. Again, you are bringing the same argument. What is value of machine? The machine is made by a cheetah. Mm-hmm. Imperfect senses. How is this perfect?
But just some machines work, though, like the radio, the TV.
To some extent. They say the atmosphere.
Yeah, to some extent, that is also a saying.
To some extent, everyone actually.
Just amplifies their cheating.
Yeah. To some extent, they're correct, that's all. So, but they say, I can see 2 feet or 10 feet, that's all. How can I say I can see the whole sky? That is cheating.
Yeah, actually, that is also the fundamental mistake
in our
attempt to gain knowledge. We try to expand our own limited experience to something which is beyond my experience.
Yeah.
This is Dr. Frog.
Dr. Frog, yeah.
So sometimes...
Imagine. Yeah, it may be like this. It may be like this. That is not knowledge. Dr. Frog is thinking of attracting yourself. He is within 3 feet of water. And how he can think of attracting yourself? He may think, it may be 4 feet, or 5 feet, or 10 feet. And as soon as he thinks 20 feet, he busts. He's finished, not even finished.
But they have so many of them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But they cheated when they said they went to
the
moon.
Yes, they're cheaters. Those who have got imperfect senses, they're all cheaters. If they say something, definitely, this is like this. That is cheating.
But how can so many cheat?
So many cheat?
Together. Together, they all cheat. They all say they went to the moon. 1,000 scientists all together in one room. They all say, we agree, this, they went to the moon. Here's the radio.
That's why I say that if we can prove that the moon is beyond sun, then all these cheaters will be. By one stroke.
It's a great cheating effort then. It must be a very great effort that they cheated everybody like this. Because so many scientists were fooled.
Scientists
they couldn't
are fooled. So many are. Because they're speculating. No valid knowledge.
It seems that since they have imperfect senses, they're unable to perceive.
It is impossible to say anything scientific. So-called scientific.
Mm-hmm. But they cannot perceive that there is somebody with perfect senses.
Uh-huh.
They deny that there is someone with perfect senses.
No, they may say, but we have God. Our knowledge is parampara, that Krishna says, whatever he says is all right. Krishna is not a common man. Abhijananti madhubhura madhusinkhanuva. He's not man at all, he's Supreme Personality of God. Abhijna, experience and everything.
We agree that we have more limited senses, even as
scientists.
Scientists also, when we talk together.
They know that we are talking nonsense, but they still want to cheat to get their salary. This is the truth.
That's a fact.
Because they know we can cheat these rascals, common men, they are all rascals. We can simply talk in some bombastic words. Apart from us, they know I go to the dog will look really good. They will believe that. This is going on. All imperfect knowledge.
They don't produce some new theory or some new discovery
every... That means they prove their own foolishness. are you listening to it? If you have perfect knowledge, that proves that for instance.
It's also called intellectual exercise.
Yes. Done
to
mental speculation.
Yes, sir. Manoratena. Asatu bhavatu bhi. Mental speculation.
It's all based on that. Because if you don't speculate mentally, you don't get a degree.
That's another thing. A fool is accepted by another fool. That is another thing. We are getting Nobel Prize and so on and so on. That is different. Fool's paradise. All of them are fools. And they've created their own paradise. You know that story? Then one was drinking, so his friend said, oh, you are drinking, you go to hell? Huh? Why? My father drinks. Oh, he loves to go to hell. Oh, my mother drinks. And she loves to go. My brother. In this way, the whole list was finished. Then he said, everyone will go to hell. Then where is hell? It is paradise. If father is going there, mother is going there, I'm going there, brother is going there, where is hell? It is like that. They are all fools. Then where is fool? Everyone is intelligent. That is error. There is no question of fool. If all of us are fools, then where is the question of intelligence? Hey, we are intelligent, fools, and everything. This is their conclusion. We can give credit to something. I just like and see up to this world. But if I say, now I'm seeing beyond this world, everything, the forest and everything, I know everything, that is why cheating.
Yeah, it goes a little too far.
Yeah.
Beyond one's limit.
Go, you have got airship, go to all the planets, where can you go? Why you make attempt? We're sending, we're being, you can go so many, at night we see millions of planets. Go there. This is material. There's no question of spiritual world. Go there, if you have got any message. Why you attempt? Go. As you go from here to London, go there. We can see here is why there is a time. That means your wisdom is also insufficient. And you are very proud of your having an instrument. What is the instrument? Go with the instrument. Imperfect, everything.
Two problems in man's history is this, the one is this astronomical problem, and the second is the origin of life.
Yes, and we are touching these three ones.
So my feeling is that in about 50 years, something's going to be settled.
It's already settled. They should accept the decision. It is already settled.
Especially about this origin of life business.
And that is also settled. Everything is settled. But this rascal must admit that.
Oh, it's settled in the sense that even the scientists will come around that, oh yes, what we told was wrong.
Yeah, that we want. They have become unnecessary authorities and misleading. That we want to explore.
So in a sense it is good that they do research.
Oh yes, we are giving them knowledge.
Yes.
If they are after knowledge, they should accept.
there is one, some sort of mental satisfaction. Now, when we work something, we thought that by doing this, I'll be able to come to a conclusion. But by the same research, by the same result, I found that what I thought was wrong. So from that, that satisfaction is there, so that must be true. Something like that.
Yeah, that Shukla is also terrible.
Yeah. He seems to be a very nice man. Mm-hmm. I never saw any Indian like that.
He's favorable, but he won't come to the temple.
That doesn't matter, but he has no sympathy.
Yes, he's very nice and sympathetic. But he didn't come to help us at all. And we approached him for life member. He said he would, but then he never did.
That's right.
Probably, I think that will come around.
Another medical man, he's also working.
The medical man, he's very favorable. He comes every day to the temple.
But he's a devotee.
He's moving in. He's going to take up a house here. He's very convinced.
He wants to give us some land.
Yes.
In India.
Yes.
Keep theater.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In India, we have been offered so many lands, but we have no men to marry.
I also got a letter from Manipur, that the light member, Kulabidu Singh, he was concerned that the young people are now giving up the religious thought. So he wanted to establish some sort of school.
And that catastrophe is made by Vivekananda, Jyotamattva.
Yeah. So actually, they wanted to start an ISKCON branch, and he was out.
I think it will not be difficult. Manipur is
very easy because
Vaishnava. So if they understand, then it will be very nice.
Even the government participate. So they wrote me a letter saying that. They can give us a nice land plot.
Oh, yeah.
And
but that Govindaji's temple?
Govindaji's temple is taken over by the government. So I talked, I wrote a letter.
Government, they cannot manage.
They are not managing properly.
They cannot. As soon as anything goes, especially in India, goes to the government track, it is fine. But the government means all thieves and rogues. How they manage? Then simply, swallow whatever they get. Government means this. They cannot manage. They are not devotees. It should be in the hands of the devotee. So government is a paid man. They want some money. How they can manage them? It is impossible.
It becomes a political problem.
That's all. Huh?
It becomes involved in politics. So nothing to do with the worship part.
Yeah, they say government should give to the hands of the devotee. You are recognized devotee, it's come. If they want really management. We are managing so many centers on account of devotees. It is not possible to manage all these things by paid men. It is not possible.
No.
They cannot. This movement can be pushed on vigorously so long we are devotees, otherwise it will fail. It cannot be conducted by any outside, no.
Mm.
Only the devotee.
Mm.
That is the secret.
You cannot pay a devotee.
Huh?
You cannot buy a devotee.
Very well.
You can buy someone to sweep the floor, but you cannot buy a preacher.
No, that isn't. That isn't. So long we remain devotees, our movement will go without any change.
Devotees should take over the world. The devotees should take over the world.
That is good for the world.
Yes.
If devotees take up the whole world for management, then everyone will be happy.
Yes.
There is no doubt about it. Krishna wants that. He wanted the Pandavas to be in charge in the government. That's why he took part in the fighting. Yes, this should be there. All the Pauravas should be killed and Maharaj would be installed. That he did. That was on a sapala part. Patrana sadhana viradhana. He wants that everything goes very smoothly and people become God conscious. So their life is successful. That is Krishna's plan. And these rascals misleading and they got the human life and spoiled. Therefore I was talking of what is the meaning of the independence, dog dancing. The life is spoiled. And they will spoil their life and become next life a dog and this big, big building will stare, that's all. What the big buildings will do benefit to these people who is going to be a dog next life? Taking as a theory that those who have constructed this big, big building, next life they are going to be a dog.
But they don't know that next life they are going to be a dog.
That is the difficult. They do not know it. Therefore, Maya. It is same thing we are doing. The life is meant for spiritual realization. They are not being given chance. They are going to become dog. And they think that now we have got this big building.
That awakening of that understanding is necessary.
Yes.
Otherwise, if they know that it's going to be like that, then they won't do that.
Therefore they dismiss. And they say, we don't believe in the next life. And they are so degraded, even for arguments, what is wrong if I become dog? They say in verses to them.
They say that.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is wrong if I become a dog? The same thing. Hell, or everyone is going to hell. So what is wrong? The same.
Yeah.
Father is going, mother is going, brother is going, I'm going. There, what is hell? That's all. He said, go there all together.
Will this movement take over the world, Prabhupada?
At least you keep one idea. There is possibility.
I think it will be very big.
That is possible. If we become serious and sincere, then it will go, undoubtedly.
See how how big it grew just in 10 years. Today is our anniversary.
Yeah.
Our 10-year anniversary today. So in 10 years, we have gotten so big. By geometric progression, in 20 years, how big will we be?
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of people be chanting and dancing.
And there is chance. Simply by chanting, you can attract
them. Yes, I think so. They're coming already. You chanted, and so many people came.
All earlier in the here in English vocabulary here in America, actually they use many Sanskrit vocabularies now. So they believe that Dr. Fenton is the chairman of religion at Emory University. He told me that in about 30 years or so, this
movement. One, two, or many.
Yeah.
You can learn so many Sanskrit.
Oh, yes. They ask students to pick up some Sanskrit words, like Atma and Jiva, like that. And he was telling me that in about 30 or 40 years, our movement will have a great impact in the social life.
Yes, we're giving all round enlightenment. Bhagavad Gita is full of information from all standpoint. Jadadadahi dharma saglani bhavati. We are now in such a downtrodden position, all humanity. We must accept it. Otherwise, the civilization is doomed. What do they explain about so many varieties of life? How do they come?
They're called by mutation. It's called a mutation.
How do that?
Mutation is the, they say DNA molecule is the, they call master molecule. But somehow during the course of...
Somehow. Let that finish. As soon as this somehow, it is not somehow. It is just... Then it is useless. Somehow, maybe, perhaps.
Somehow there is a mistake.
Oh, everything is mistake.
Who's making the mistake?
We have to hear this thing. Somehow there was a mistake.
Actually, it is very controversial. I read an article that's from the University of Berkeley. Berkeley and some other Western campuses saying that now the theory of this mutation by which the different species are formed is very controversial at this time. They're called because of the knowledge in our molecular biology. Now what they're taught that this mutation is the cause of this variegatedness is a misnomer or maybe completely mistaken.
How mistaken?
In fact,
where is the difference? Then how do you experiment in the biological class by dissecting animal body? Where is the difference in the composition of social construction, bodily construction? You have to suppose, as I say, the mosquito, the aeroplane. Mm. The same principle is there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, how the mosquito fly like this? And
they can make a mosquito, but they have to put
They cannot make mosquito. They can make 747.
They can make a sample like mosquito.
No,
but
they cannot. That is my challenge. The first of all, you bring life from the egg. You prepare an egg composition and put it in the incubator and let some living entity come out. So can they do it? So why do it?
They admit they can't do it.
What they cannot do, they're speaking lots of and getting Nobel Prize.
But they say in the future they can.
How cheating.
You said the chicken can do it.
Yeah.
But they cannot.
No.
Therefore, a chicken, he is greater than you.
Yes. Chicken can do it. What do you think?
Yes, in fact, that's very good. But I'm going to use that as an example next time when you preach.
The chicken is better than you. Don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Chicken is already doing in his own hands. He is laying down a chemical egg and fermenting, and within a week coming. So he is better than you.
They'll say that we can also do that. We can also produce child.
Huh? You can, but you rascal, you've never done it. Simply speak.
No, I mean, they can produce children also.
Oh.
By sex life.
But that is not your laboratory children. That is God's children. That is another. That is not your laboratory children. You want to produce children in the laboratory. That do that. That is our
child. That is one of our arguments. Now, we argue that these molecules that they believe, for example, DNA, even if they make it, then still, it just remains as a molecule. It's not going to function normally as we find in a living cell, in a living body. So, this has nothing to do with the life processes. The molecules they may do so many reactions, but still, there is a fundamental difference in the living body and this simple dead body. So we're claiming that it's never possible to create light in the testing. They have timetables, Srila Prabhupada, in about 50 years, it's about the turn of the century, that about 2001, we're going to make such and such bodies. And
how do you imagine
this? So many strange things. They even said that we have these five fingers, and it said this is enough, so you must make six. So the six.
Yes. And in said, these ways, that's it.
Our brain is a little too small, so we want to be a little bigger, so that we can think more, utilize more ideas.
Where is bread? There is no ghost there. Now, that story, that potter?
Oh, the one that was dreaming.
Yeah.
There was a,
you know the potter story?
No. What is it?
There was a potter, and he had one or two pots, and he started to think. He was dreaming. Oh, now I've got one or two pots. When I sell these pots, then I'll make so much money. Then I'll make some more pots. Then I'll make more money like this. And then when I've got enough money, I'll get a wife, and I'll have a family like this, and I'll have a nice house. And in this way, he was carried away with his dreaming, and he was thinking, and if my wife didn't do what I say, I'll kick her like this. And he kicked out, smashed all his pots.
All the two, three pots he had in broken. Then he...
that is called to make castles in the air?
Yes.
The accident is like that.
Yes.
These things.
We want to try to make a film to prove this point, that life comes from life.
Yes.
We can do that?
Film?
Oh, yeah, I know.
We can show to colleges.
We wanted to work with Swarup Damodar and the other scientists.
Oh, yes.
In collaboration.
Great.
Because their book, subject matter of the book is directly along those lines.
They say from chemicals, but you prove that chemical also comes from life.
That, yeah. In fact, there are some experiments that we want to do purely at scientific level. Proving
that
it
is a fact. You can do it. It is successful.
Yeah, there are some experiments that we can do. In fact, I've been doing some experiments last 3 or 4 months to supplement.
So you say in the history these are two problems.
Oh, yeah, these are the greatest.
So we have trust these 2 points.
Once these 2 points are solved, then the knowledge will be very clear.
Yeah.
Everything will be very harmonious and come to a common conclusion. But so long as there's
we are giving the solution, let them take it. Well, this is our greatest contribution.
problem is they believe what they see.
Huh?
They believe what they see.
Believe or not believe? We said have to give the people by books, by knowledge, by things.
If somehow or another that sun moon thing can be proved, then they'll all be finished completely.
They'll not be finished. Because some rascals push the men to support them.
So always like that, just like in Mahabharata.
Yeah.
Always two demons and a demon.
This is world of duality. You cannot have all support on your side.
Yes, we always expect opposition.
Oh yeah. That is.
We must be ready for
opposition. There is just like we are opposing their theory. They are not absolute.
Science also, the proper changing the subject level. Science also comes to a to the conclusion that the stars and this universe have they die out and then produce new ones. It's like a life cycle cycle of a living body. So
in fact, Buddha prali that is expanded. Buddha prali.
So in fact, one of the remarks of a scientist, Nobel laureate actually, in Harvard, Madhav told me he was in American Association for the Advancement of Science. And this professor is a professor in biology in Harvard, in Boston. His answer was that in order to have man in this planet, the stars have to die. That means we come from the stars, the particles, the stars, then the man evolved from those molecules that star that come from the stars.
Do something. I can give you the idea. But it is fact. What ideas I am giving, that's fact. Now it is up to you to put it so-called scientifically. In future, millions of years after, he will create one living entity in the laboratory. So he is taking all the credit, and God is creating millions and millions already. He has no credit. It's serious, interim. What the people will gain, even if you manufacture all life in the laboratory, what is the gain? Why are you spending so much money?
They want to become God.
The God becoming is far away. First of all, make some living entity. But even if you do it, then what is your credit? Why you want to take so much great credit?
It's called false prestige.
Just see how nonsense they are, misleading people, making them atheist, godless. Great dangerous, the so-called scientists.
So that mentality has to be changed.
Yeah. So if in 2-3 points we can prove that they're all rascals, then they will change them. Simply cheating people and take high salary.
Yes.
It's a common sense. Suppose in laboratory you make one living being. So what is credit to them? The living entities are coming, many millions of them.
You gave the story about the dog barking?
Yeah.
And the man, he is imitating the dog barking?
And he'll sell tickets. Then I shall bark like a dog, and people will come, oh, let us. This is why. What is the credit? You bark like a dog. There are so many dogs barking. But people are so full, they go, but this ticket. They have this man. This is cheating. That is the qualification of conduct. He can very scientifically cheat. This is cheating. I can bark like dog.
Yeah, I think they are going a little too far. Scientists says, personally I also feel that they are not all that bad.
No, no. They're badly trained. Not all.
There are many good things that they have done.
That we, I already admitted. Mm. That I can see 10 feet. Let me credit, take credit for that. But why should I say I can see the whole universe? What is it all? Speak the truth. No, we have manufactured machine and this and calculation, that and all talking nonsense. I say it is not possible for you to see beyond 10 feet. Why you are claiming that I can see the whole sky? That is our protest. You can see 10 feet, take that feet. That much. If somebody manufactures this electric lamp, all right, take this. But if he says, I can manufacture a sun, then he has to be bitten in his shoes. Talking nonsense. Mm-hmm. You take this credit, mm-hmm. that you have manufactured a nice electric bulb, that's all right.
Yeah.
But why do you claim that I can manufacture a sun? Mm-hmm.
That is
their claim. Defying God, because we are spreading God consciousness, therefore we are protesting. Otherwise, let them do all nonsense, what business is here. But we cannot tolerate when they challenge God, and we must accept.
Yeah, that's this year also, Srila Prabhupada, just like their 200-year anniversary. Similarly, in American Chemical Society, this is 100-year celebration. In fact, there was a big meeting in New York a few months ago, international meeting, celebrating the 100th year of American Chemical Society. So I was planning to go there, but I didn't go. But they have a moving model of what science has achieved in the last 200 years. And there are also predictions what is going to happen in the future. In fact, one of the Nobel laureates, Pauling, is his name, from California, he predicted that, especially in the chemical community, people take him as some sort of their leader. So whatever he says, they believe that it's going to happen. So he believes that in the next coming 100 years, there will be more knowledge on this light thing, light matter, and then people will be happier.
That is
especially in the plastic world.
Plastic what?
mostly synthetic, you know, synthetic products, plastics, materials will be predominant, and we'll have more frontiers of knowledge, in, especially in the biology, molecular biology. So there are also pessimists that in such and such years we're going to make sort of this coal deposits and all these energy supplies, all these different...
That will be finished?
Yes.
And how will they all work?
But he is not. He's optimistic. Mm. He said you will find new sources on nuclear energy, solar energy, and all these predictions. But the point there is that these people, they believe in what he says, because he has Nobel laureate degree, and he's respected by his very old, about 70.
So what is purpose? Nothing new.
He's giving some thought to those people who are worried. Don't worry about life, it's going to be all nice. And
no, we are not worried. And even if one is worried, he will be finished by that time. They all are easily gone. Morarvara, gone. After that, there will be no worry. Prove that everything is being done by God. That we want. And past 5?
Almost 25 to 27 minutes to 27 minutes.
What is what?
Mm-hmm. 27 minutes? Close. No, no. It is 30 minutes.
No, 27 minutes to 6.
Oh. Yes.
That is made by science.
Watch.
It's a product of science.
Science means craftsman, that's all. Yeah. Mystery. Mystery. You know, in our Indian language, mystery.
Mystery?
Mystery.
What is that?
Any craftsman who say mystery?
Oh, yes.
Mystery, yes. Mystery has no position. Maybe. Correct. I mean, our Vedic civilization, a learned Brahmin is honored, not a mystery. Is it not?
Yes.
A learned Brahmin is not expected to manufacture a watch, but he is more honored. Than one was actually. The modern age is the manufacturer of watch is on, not the learned Brahmin. That is Kali Yuga. That is Kali Yuga. They do not know whom to honor. And that is the Kali Yuga going on. You kill so many souls. And if you have a very big skyscraper building, then you are successful. And those who constructed the skyscraper, they are going to become dog. Never mind, the skyscraper building is there. That's all. That is success. This is moral significance. After constructing the skyscraper building, all the mysteries are going to hell, it doesn't matter. The building is there. Is it not?
Yes.
This is it. long ago, in 1917, perhaps, in our college, we saw in magazine.
St. Xavier's College?
No, Scottish.
Oh, sir, Scottish.
Scottish Churches College. So I went to American, Scientific American, they contribute. So there the picture was that one skyscraper building is constructed and so many men are working, carrying the beams. So there was, I remember still, that for some material construction, so many living entities had been sacrificed. I do not know how the Scientific American gave this picture, I still remember. Actually, that is the fact. These human beings would have been released from this materialistic way of life, go back to home, back to no, and instead of giving them the chance, that engage in constantly huge skyscraper building, they're spoiled. So it is a little difficult to understand our philosophy. And Prahlad Maharaj said, natat prayasam kartavyam, jatru ayu param, natat prayasam kartavyam. This kind of activity should be stopped. It is simply wasting the valuable life. But they do not know how they are wasting. They such is ignorance. They are thinking that these people, crazy people, chanting Hare Krishna are wasting. They are thinking. They do not know what is the value of life. They do not.
The fact that the material opulence is actually a hindrance.
Bhogaisajya prasaktanam payapa hita cetasa bhavasadhika buddhi. What is that? Bhogaisajya prasaktanam payapa hita cetasa. The life is being spoiled. When they are tired, give them sex and wine and meat and gambling. Again, as soon as they get little energy, again, begin another skyscraper. So God, this human life, for solving all the problems, is not giving the chance. And engage otherwise his life is